It's no secret that the online world is changing. If you've been here at Unjaded for a little while, you know that we started to see this change happening right when I started my last launch of Content by Design, or CBD for short. So today we're going to be talking about how we need to adapt as content creators in the online space, and what the algorithms and what the AI search systems are looking for, how we will be needing to adapt as we move forward. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. I am a serial entrepreneur. Over the course of a little more than three decades, I have built 5 multi-6-figure businesses across 5 different industries. And that may be a little clue for you that I am a manifesting generator. I'm a 2-4 emotional manifesting generator, and business is my love language. I'm also a copywriter. So I love marrying content creation and your human design, because following your human design is your path of least resistance. Rather than sitting down and banging your head against a wall, staring at a blank screen, you follow the map of how your energy works. And you do that in every area of your life. Not just your business, not just your relationships, but actually in how you speak your message into the online space, into the in-person space, whatever it is. So that's what we're getting into here today. First things first, in 2026, storytelling is where it's at. Now, as a copywriter, I would argue that storytelling has always been where it's at. The human brain is wired for story. But the thing is, we are now in a space of so much AI creation, so much noise in the online space. A lot of people are stepping back into the analog space. We're going to talk about that too, because of this push for AI. And I know how this feels. My very least favorite thing right now with AI generated content is, you don't need this, you just need that. You're not broken, you're that. Whatever the fill in the blank is, it just seems like every second post has some sort of twist on that framework. AI is not great at storytelling, and people really want to connect with people. Stories do that. Stories are the invisible thread that weaves us together. So if you're not storytelling at this time in your content, you're going to want to figure that one out in 2026, because that's how you're going to pull your people in towards you. That's how they're going to know that you're not a bot, is that you have all of these stories. Number 2, we are in a content-based algorithm. So step-by-step tutorials, not just tutorials though, not like 5 things you need to do or 5 tips you need to do, weave the story in. Give people a reason to follow along for a series. Now, this could be a podcast series. One of the things that's fun on Unjaded that I'm going to be doing in the new year, and now I'll have to do it since I've said it to you, is a profile series. We're going to do one of the 12 profiles every month, and it's going to be a group episode where I'm going to bring on specific profiles to talk about how they move through life using that profile. So how could you offer some sort of a series or some sort of a step-by-step thing that people can follow along with in the work that you do? This could be on your Instagram account. It could be an email series. It could be a YouTube series, a podcast series, whatever you want. How can you do that? The other thing that's changing is that we really, really, really need to be thinking about search intent and answer-based content, because this is how AI is scanning your content. So you can work with your AI to find out what this means. You can ask, how can I frame out a blog post with answer intent for blankety blank blank topic? How can I be cited in AI searches for blankety blank topic? But we really want to be clear, like this means there's no more of this spiritual gobbledygook. There's no more of this, I help you to access your higher self so that you can be confident and love yourself. And no. What is the end result of what you do? In really clear language that a robot or an idiot could scan your copy and understand. Think how people are searching, the questions that they're asking in their searches, and answer those questions in your content in clear, clear, clear language. Personality. I talked about this in the last episode. You, me, we are personal brands. Our brands need our personality. And if you want a human design hack for how to start doing this, Lean hard into your profile. Your human design profile is the role that you play in the movie of your life, and it's how people relate to you best in your business. I'm a 2-4 profile in human design. I'm going to behave very, very differently in my brand and in my content than a 5-1. Pardon me. I have a 5-1 friend. We always laugh about the get ready with me posts. He's like, yeah, nobody's getting ready with me. But me as a 2-4, those posts work really well for me. And that's just one teeny tiny example of your profile in your content. But this is a really easy/not easy, because it's really hard to be who you came here to be sometimes because of the conditioning. But that's one of the greatest hacks for being yourself and adding your personality into your brand is really, really, really living your profile. And I've got a few podcast episodes of Unjaded that deal with how to use your profile in your business. So I will pop them into the show notes for you as a resource. So even big brands are jumping on the bandwagon of adding more regular everyday personality into their brands. We are seeing the rise of UGC, user-generated content. It's actually a whole business now where people will hire content creators to look like real people, aka themselves, in their content. Rather than spending big money on ads, I mean, the whole Meta ad situation has changed so much just in the last few months, and big brands must be feeling it too, because they are now looking for real everyday people to generate content for them that looks like real people. Well, guess what advantage we have as small brands? We already are real people. We already are everyday people. And your people long to see more of that from you. So think about how much personality can you put into your brand. And just a caveat here. This doesn't mean that you have to show people all of you. That's one of the like things that people push back on me the most. Again, your human design profile shows you this. If you are a right angle incarnation cross, you have to lead with yourself. That's just the way it is with based on your human design. If you are a left angle incarnation cross or juxtaposition, you may not have to lead with yourself, but people still want to see you. But you can get away with hiding a little bit more than those of us with right angle crosses can. You don't have to show your whole life online. You decide what you want to show and what you want to keep to yourself. There are things that I do not ever share online. And it's always so funny to me when people walk up to me as if they know everything about me. But you get to decide how much of yourself you show. Just show something. Show something. People want you in your brand. Community and in-person offerings. This is another thing that is changing in 2026. And this, you know, is something that I really experienced in my last launch of CBD. So my launch started on the day of 3 major events, and there's a podcast episode about that. I can't remember what I called it, but it was something about how we all felt like we wanted to give up and we wanted to walk away from the online space because of these 3 major events, tragic, violent events that happened in the US on that day. And there was a real exodus from the online space. There was a real pulling away, especially from spiritual entrepreneurs, where we were like, we just cannot anymore. And I believe that it was around that time that we started to really have this pull back to each other. So 2020 happened and we all went inside our homes, and I'm a second line and I loved being inside my 4 walls and hermiting away and all of those things. And now we're being called out. We're being called back to each other. And so many of the entrepreneurs that I'm working with, no matter what their human design or what their profile is, they are adding an in-person component to their work. And it has just happened like that in the last quarter of 2025. And this is going to continue in 2026. So can you, or how can you add an in-person component if it feels right for you to your business structure? Because this is what's happening in the online space. We are going more analog. And I don't think that means that we have to turn it all off and walk away. I think it means that we get to have a mix. And creativity is a big piece of this. I know for me, in opening the retail store, this is how my creativity works. I love to buy and sell things. I'm a gate 8 conscious son. I'm a markets environment. I want to be in this retail space, and I want to be in aura with my people. I'm a 4th line. I want to be in aura with my people, and I want to be able to pull away. So I'm not burning it all down and throwing out my online work, but I'm wondering how can I merge them together? I was working with chat a lot on a lot of like, how do I bring this all together? Because sometimes, especially as second lines, it can feel like it's really scattered, a manifesting generator, all the things. And one of the things that chat laid out for me that I really loved and I keep coming back to is I'm not selling things. I'm selling a way of moving through life. And that hits me so very real, in such a real way, that I am selling a way of moving through life. And I think that maybe you are too, because we are looking at a whole new way of moving through life. We're starting a new cycle, a number 1 year cycle collectively in numerology. We're getting closer to the 2027 mutation. There are all kinds of things happening in astrology. These are opportunities for us to come back together should we choose. And we are seeing that as a theme in 2026 in the business space. So how can you bring that into the work that you do? And then the last thing that I'm going to talk about here is that we are seeing long form content is back, baby. Yes. Love it. Love it. Love it. And why is that? Because the bots and the people who are only using AI, they're not going to be able to do the type of long form content that brings us together. They're not going to be able to have these conversations like you and I are having here. One way conversation, but conversations like you and I are having here. They're not going to be able to do those long videos that really unpack things and make us feel connected. Long form content is winning again. And in the private podcast, I'll pop that link in the show notes for you as well, because in the private podcast, I actually walk you through not only how to create long form content, but how to create long form content that actually brings people to you in a paying client manner, brings people to you as paying clients, and how to build the pathway through Pinterest that just keeps that long form content working for you over time. I think we're all over this content that lasts 6 seconds on Instagram. We want more bang for our buck. And at the heart of it all, we want more connection. So how can you bring that into your long form content that you choose? It could be blogging, could be podcasting, could be YouTube, could be Substack, could be any or all of them, a combination of them, and then Pinterest to build the pathway into them. Make your content work for you in 2026 and beyond. Those are some of the changes that I've been reading about and that I've been experiencing in my own business and with clients. I always have the link to message me on Instagram in the show notes. Please do reach out. I would love to hear what you are experiencing and how you see the market changing in 2026 and beyond. And are you excited about it? Let's get excited for what's to come.